Wow. Father, thank you for blessing us. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Do you think God is answering your prayer? Do you feel that you are waiting on God? Do you feel that you are relaxed in His presence? Do you feel that there is no particular time that we have to close? It's almost time for the all night. You see, hypocrisy is revealed where we can do certain things for a long time without asking for a closing time. Now, let me tell you, anything that you want the closing time and the vacation time is not in your heart. That's how to know that thing is not in your heart. When you want the closing time and the vacation time. Yes. Because when you have a beloved, you don't want the closing time. You want the time to go on and on. It must never end. Our love, our fellowship, our joy. True or not true? So how do you think God feels when we always want the closing time? When can I finish with you, oh God? Can I finish with you just for the whole year? I have to sort you out for the whole year. There's something wrong with that. Yeah. Somebody sent me a message, asked me for a phone. And that the person's phone was spoiled. So the person said, can I have a phone? And I said, no. Yes. And the person asked, why? Have I done something wrong? I said, no, I haven't done something wrong. You see, there are reasons why you will be told no, even though you are the one who can ask that question. Yeah. And there are people who won't even ask, and they'll be asking, are you okay? Do you have everything? You have a phone? You have an iPad? Do you have one for preaching and one for quiet time? And then you have one for this. They'll be asking you. You'll not be asking, can I have? And they say no. Or wait. Yeah. You have to watch your relationship with God. There are some people, they don't even pray. Or God gives things that they don't pray for. It's true. Yeah. How many want to go to Singapore? Yeah. I was there when my secretary showed me a letter that you have been invited. So we'll pay for your ticket, we'll pay for this, we'll pay for this, so you can come to Singapore. Yes. I never prayed that I should go to Singapore. I never desired to go to Singapore. Yeah. You'll be getting things you didn't pray for. I said you'll be getting things you didn't pray for. Now, let me tell you a secret. You know, a secret of asking for things. When somebody notices that it's only when you need something, that's when you come, or that's when we hear of you, the person will not like you. You see, by being here, almost anything that you don't ask for can be given to you. I mean, it can happen to you as your surprise. Anything that you don't ask for can be given to you. That being around a person and the person senses that you are not going anywhere and that you are okay to be where the person is makes the person like you and start asking, which phone is this? It's an old one. We should change it. And what about your iPad? I don't see you hold it. It's cracked. We should change it. Being around is one of the greatest keys to answered prayer. Not even asking. Because your being around is like you are showing that you are around. I'm around. All my things are around, though. Are they here? Your boys are here. And your girls are here. Yes. But only being heard of when you need something. One day I saw a picture of a church that was full of people praying. You know, when you are a pastor and you preach, you get to a point where sometimes you feel that the people you are preaching to don't really love God, but they want something. They want something, not that they love God. They need something. It's not that they love God. Yes. That's a feeling. And that feeling, you get it a lot in grown-ups who are serving God, and sometimes in grown-ups who are very serious for prayer meetings. And you wonder what the prayers are for, but it's not about the work of God. It's not about waiting on God. It's about killing either the landlord or destroying some battle of life. And you see them, yes, I mean, fighting something, but nothing has to do with the work of God. Not even the work of God or God. These two things. Yes. So when I saw the church full of people praying for 20 days or 21 days or whatever, that's the thought that occurred to me. That these people are not like waiting on God or seeking the face of God for the work of God to be done. No. What I need from God this year, my contracts, my marriage, my children, my visa, my school fees, my marriage especially, that the man should be brought to his knees, and that my long-awaited marriage must come on. It's true. How many agree that what I'm saying is it's true? Yeah. So a master key to getting mysterious answers is to come and just hang around God. Hang around God. Yes. And as you hang around, things you don't pray for, that I tell you, I don't want to swear, you wouldn't ask for. Because it doesn't occur to you. And then you also don't know about those things. Don't know that they are there. Yeah. Have you been to Barbados before? Are you praying to go there? You see, it doesn't occur to you that maybe God has a holiday in Barbados for you. Yes. A holiday that you never forget. Yes. Kaloma Ishaba. Maybe it's your honeymoon. Maybe it's your second honeymoon. Maybe it's your third honeymoon. Hey. But you see, it has not occurred to you the whole prayer time. But as God looks at you, He looks at you and says, ah, you at all, have you been for honeymoon before? You have been married for so many years, so I don't see any honeymoon signs on you at all. You at all. Ukra. So, God has this. God is like that. He's a father. And if you want Him to say no, oh God, can I have it? No. Why? Because you always come when you need something. Apart from when you need something, we'll never see you around. Hey! Do you understand what I'm talking about? So as we are here, you don't even know what we are praying about. We are just around. Yeah. It's just around. Yes. You'll be surprised the things that have been organized for you as we are talking here. You'll be surprised the things that have been organized for you. Shalabaso sabalaba. Yeah. Beautiful. Lift your hand. Father, the things that you want to keep for us, we don't even know what they are. But we thank you that we receive all of them. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Turn to Joshua. Joshua chapter 6, verse 1. Now, Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. Was closed down. Like how the universities are sometimes closed down. Jericho was a university that was closed down. It's like, no. None went out and none came in. Is it rain that we are here? None went out. None came in. Now, the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. Wow. Are you there? Yes. I've given you into your hand, Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. So as you are sitting here, a Jericho, a whole city, has been given into your hand. The king of the city, the demon power that's holding that thing from you, has been conquered and given to you in the name of Jesus. And all the people and all the things that are in it have been given into your hands. Verse 3. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go around the city once. That shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. Now, this is spoken as an example for us. Anything God has given to you, you have to compass it. You have to go around it in the spirit 7 times, a certain number of times. That's why sometimes I say we use time. We don't use feelings. Because if we use feeling, all of us here feel like sleeping, eating, resting. That's what we feel like. That's the feeling that we have. But we don't use feelings. We use whatever we've decided. You shall compass the city. Now, compass, it means to surround or go round. Go around. You see, whatever God gives you, you have to go around it in the spirit a number of times and possess it in the spirit. The priests that go around speak of prayer, going around what God has handed over to you. But you have to go around in the spirit. In the spirit, going around what is yours, what God says is yours. You have to compass the city 7 times, 7 days. And on the last day, 7 times, on the 7th day, with priests. Priests speak of prayer. Priests offer worship, prayer, thanksgiving, intercessions around the city that God has already given to you. Because as far as God is concerned, there are many things He has already placed in your hands, in your future. And you see, we are always talking about the future, because you are young and there's much future ahead for you. All of you, you are all not married, isn't it? Your weddings are ahead. Your happy days are ahead. Amen. To hear "I love you" often. Amen. To be staying in the house with the man that God has ordained for you. Amen. You never join the 10 million Tanzanians who are not getting husbands. Jesus' name.
Amen.
Eesh. Whatever city God has given to you, you are going around with priests in front. Priestly prayers are going around the thing God has given to you. Priestly prayers and worship and intercessions surround the thing that God has given to you. You can never possess it with might or with power. You see, the priest going around a militarized zone shows you that it's not by might or military power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So when you haven't compassed the city, how can you take the city? Yes. Yeah. So that's why you must compass the city with your prayers. As a priest, you are the priest going around the city. And if you are the commander, the priests are going round, 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 round. God cannot give us, God has given us already 20,000 attendants in Accra. But we have to compass the city seven times, several times. Yes. And you see that we will get the king of the city and the mighty men and all the goods in the city will be given to you. Yes. So today I commission you to compass the city of your life. Whatever city God has chosen to give to you, that has got high walls that the walls are saying you will never come here. Hey, you are entering there in the name of Jesus. Huh? What do you think? Yes. Where they say you can never be, God has given to you, but first, you compass the city seven times. The priests will be blowing the ark. The presence of God is going round, round. So if you come to this school and you don't learn how to compass the city with priests, with the ark, with spiritual things, how can you ever possess Jericho? It's not a physical negotiation. It's not something that is human. The work we are doing is not human, physical work. It's spiritual. All our attacks and resistance are spiritual things. Everything you are experiencing comes from the spirit, unless you don't believe in the spirit world. But what can explain this world if you don't believe in God or you don't believe that the devil is real? What can explain the problems in the world? Nothing but the word of God. So as you've been reading the story of Joshua, you never knew that it meant that you have to go around what God has given you. Isn't it true? Yes. You have to sail around it in the spirit over and over. Over and over. What God has given to you, you go around. 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 You know, one day a carpenter prophesied to me. Yes. He prophesied, he said, one day you will have the largest church in Africa. Yes. A carpenter. He said that God showed him in a dream more than 20 years ago. I just put it in my heart. I said, oh, wow. Yes. It's possible that God has given me the largest church in Africa. It's possible. But whatever it is that God has given to you, you see, the formula has been made very clear. You shall compass the city, the continent, seven times with the priests, with the ark, respecting spiritual things more than physical things. Yes. Trust me. Me, I've been to school. If I'm telling you spiritual things, I didn't learn even one in school. I learned it from the Bible. I believe that one more than what I learned in the school. Life is from God. Seven priests shall bear the ark. Seven trumpets of ram's horns. And the seventh day, and you shall compass the city seven times. So I don't know what God has given you, but I know he has given you a series of victories. Yes. I know he has made you very spiritual this year. Yeah. I know that the demon of pornography is not going to hang on to you. Yeah. And the spirits of fornications, homosexuality, and all these snake mouth pushing you, is ending in Jesus' name. How many believe that snake mouth? Would you like a snake to be pressing your flesh? Shame. Everybody standing. Your city. Do you know that there are walls between you and somewhere? Yes. Between you and somewhere, there's a wall. Yeah. And unless the wall comes down, you cannot enter what God has given you. So receive now the grace to surround the spiritual cities and the places that God has already decided that this young man, this young girl, this person, I've given him all this. And right now, you are rising up in the spirit to compass the cities that God has decided are your portion, are part of your things that he has granted to you and put in your hand.